Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's National Talk Like Yoda Day. Do we do too much for Star Wars? I mean,
no.
I love them.
No, I love Star Wars.
So do I, and I love the May the 4th be with you. I think that's really cool, but why would May 21st be Talk Like Yoda Day?
I honestly have no idea. Is it Yoda's birthday?
Am I getting too old?
No, you're not.
Yoda, am I getting too old?
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you are not.
No, you look great, Yoda.
Yoda looks amazing.
I love Yoda, but...
I love Baby Yoda.
See, that's what happened, right? Because Baby Yoda comes by.
I love Baby Yoda.
And all these sequels.
He has a name, but I'm not going to say it on air because I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
What do you mean, spoil it?
Oh, Baby Yoda on The Mandalorian has a name.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say it because it's like a big reveal. Because you don't know his name until like way into the series. So I don't want to...
In case people didn't watch Mandalorian.
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. All right. You know, I have a different name too.
What is that?
I can't reveal it.
I was going to say, are you going to reveal it?
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, when we get into this series deeper. How long have we been on the air now?
4 years.
I think five is the limit.
Okay.
And then we reveal my super secret
name. Your super secret identity. You're not a superhero, Tom. Your name is actually Tom.
As far as you know.
No, it's Tom.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my goodness. Where are we going with this?
No, I'll tell you where we're going. Speaking of name changes, Jimmy Fallon is on the way with a late night soundbite. IHOP is changing their name.
No, it's not. Why?
Well, they're kind of. Remember when they were messing with their name a while ago and people were mad about it? Now they're coming off with the spinoff chain.
Okay.
With a totally different name.
So what is it the International House of?
Poop.
No, it's not.
Their pancakes aren't that good. Anyway, they're coming up with smaller, I don't know what this means, maybe kiosks or something? There's smaller shops where you could get their pancakes, and they're calling it something really hip and cool that we'll really want to go there when we hear the name.
I only go to the IHOP when I'm traveling, and it's because I'm forced to.
I only go to the IHOP when I'm trashed and it's 2 a.m.
I don't think they're open 24 hours anymore. That's Denny's.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the 80s, and it is a Flashback Friday.
And there it is.
Fallon's on the way with a late night soundbite.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
This Yoda thing, it's in my head now.
That's okay. We can move on, or we can still talk about it. Do you need a Yoda quote? Should I find some?
You're really good at that because you're into the Mandalorian.
I do appreciate all the
Star Wars. So is Rob the Sports Center. Mm-hmm. And Rob strikes me as a guy. Well, here's the deal. The Red Sox are playing the Phillies this weekend, so he's picking on me. He's in a Phillies jersey. Mm-hmm. But given that it's Talk Like Yoda Day, I really thought he would paint his face green and put some kind of burlap sack cloak on and like walk up and down the halls today talking like Yoda. I thought he would be the guy.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The greatest teacher failure is when you look at the dark side, careful you must be, for the dark side looks back.
Oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's heavy. Imagine.
If no mistake you made, losing you are, a different game you should play.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine if you were single and some dude rang your doorbell tonight for a blind date and he was dressed like Yoda.
That'd be cool. That would mean he was dressed like a Jedi. I'd love to believe the Jedi's are real somewhere.
Why do you always look at the positive side?
I try.
I mean, I'd love to be a Jedi, but I wouldn't want to be a little green one in a burlap sack. I mean, I'd want to be like Luke Skywalker. Whoosh,
whoosh. But yeah, but they all wear like the long coat. That's what the burlap sack is. It's just Yoda sized. Jedi are like monks. They channel the Force for good.
I know, but you ruined my whole thought process of going on a blind date with Yoda. Imagine what it would be like.
Hi.
Picking you up for a blind date? I am.
Yeah, nice to meet you in person.
A nice restaurant we will go to, yes.
Look, I know I said I liked Star Wars, but had no idea you were so obsessed.
Talk like Yoda Day, it is.
It is.
Yes, you mentioned that. I just didn't expect you to paint your face green for our blind date.
Talk like Yoda, you must.
Okay, over this blind date is. Go to dinner with you? I will not. Lose my phone number. You must.
That's so aggressive.
So aggressive.
So funny.
So aggressive.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Oh, yeah.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
All right, we're cannonballing early this morning.
Heck yeah, we are bright and early, so be quick to the Ford Fun Line. Caller number one right now at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
4KX, you're caller one.
All right.
Hey, you were quicker to the phone than your kid to a cannonball.
I was hearing you talk on the phone, but I better try and call real quick.
Yay, good job. Who's this?
This is Sean.
Hi, Sean, where are you calling from?
Hi, Danville here.
Awesome. Do you have a couple of kiddos who would love to cannonball into Knoebel's Crystal Pool on the first day?
Older kids, but I could always take my niece and nephew.
Oh, okay. How old are your niece and nephew?
Both 13 and 11.
Okay.
Is that good?
So the 13-year-old does not qualify. It's between 5 and 12. I'm so sorry.
Okay, right. He might be 12. I'm not really sure.
Oh, that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. At least you're not taking your kids that are, 30 and 35.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, hey, you and two kids are going to Knoebel's.
All right.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, we're just moments away from another Flashback Friday. I'm in a good mood. What do you say we heat up the Ford Fun Line this time around?
Let's do it.
We can't tell people they have to call because
they can
still use Facebook.
They could message and you could try.
You could try our text club. It's like
keyword flashback. So you have to include that keyword in your text to 49330.
Please do that. If you do it properly. We apologize, but we changed texting services.
We didn't want to.
It's
we
all part of technology.
We were forced to.
Isn't that funny, though? Like, when technologically somebody tells you you have to.
I know. They're like, hey, we upgraded this. Look at this new thing. Wait. Wait, what?
Can we stay at the old way? No.
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Anyway, if you want to text, flashback. Flashback, one word, flashback, and then whatever song you want to hear.
It's kind of like Alexa. Remember when they invented that? Everybody's like, I bought one of those. I got one for Christmas. Alexa, do this. Alexa, do. Now, slowly, Alexa is taking over the world, and we don't even realize.
It's true. We don't even know that she's always watching and listening, but she is.
And she could be taking your job, which is really kind of weird. The American, the average American office worker wastes 5 hours a week on tasks that could be automated. Well, that's good until automation takes over.
Hello, I'm Alexa. Here to automate your emails, schedule your calls and meetings, input data, conference with your team members, and help customers.
Sure.
In other words, eliminate your position.
Wait, what?
It's just a matter of time.
What?
You thought Terminator was just a movie.
It was a movie.
Guess what?
What?
My lazy coworker. Machines are taking over the world.
What?
Ha 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 ha.
That's evil. That's
not funny.
Here's my favorite song.
No, stop! Flashback Friday's on the way.
It is. We can't end the world right now.
No, we can't. We could play that song.
I feel fine. Do you feel fine?
I feel fine. News is next.
And a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. Sports AccuWeather 2, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
What a great summer song, I'll be sure. Wow. I was having flashbacks to that whole song.
It's a great
song. Most of them I can't talk about, but they had to do with trips to the beach in the summer when I was single.
Yeah, no, I've heard those stories off air. I feel like, though, we could have maybe like a PG version of story time with Uncle Tommy Tom, and you could just talk about the 80s.
I actually used the hook in that song at a club.
As a
Ocean
pickup
City.
Line? At Secrets?
Well, it was called the Carousel at the time, but yeah, Secrets.
Okay. What line? Lay it on me. Come on.
I'd like to tell you how I feel about you night and day.
Did it work? Because that's ridiculous.
I can't continue the story, but it is ridiculous.
Did it work?
Yes. I can't continue
this. Did it work? Yes or no?
Yes, it did.
Honest to God. Awesome.
I was a young guy. I was...
Yeah, but you know what? Shame on that young woman, okay? Because what? Really...
No, it was a different age. It was the 80s.
Ew.
It was...
Ew.
Okay, so you know what? All right, fine. I'm going to level the playing field now by saying I'm a fat old guy. And I'm one of those guys that I'm afraid to fly, and you fly all over the place on vacation, but now I have another reason why I'm afraid to fly.
Why? And, why is that?
Well, because these new limitations on weight and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that did come out recently that they might start weighing people. I'm actually a little bit offended, too. I don't want to be weighed in front of other people.
I think I'm a rocket man because I'm about the size of a rocket.
Stepped on a scale today, pre-flight.
Oh.
No, thank you.
What?
Couple zeros followed a five.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm not that big, buddy. Now, come on, take it easy.
And I guess I shouldn't have so many pre-flight snacks.
Well, yeah, he's up on the snacks there before you get on the scale.
My pants don't have no slack.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time till they find a seat for my big behind.
Oh, no. I don't know how I feel about this.
No.
He had another thing to be anxious about.
Because I'm a big fat man.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look at me. Big fat man.
That was beautiful.
I saved this from Flashback Friday. Yeah, both seats. Yep.
Just trying to get my big old butt back.
Oh, no.
You don't need to get up. Let me just scoot in here.
You ain't going to scoot, buddy. You're too big.
Yet another thing for me to be anxious about at the airport.
Excuse me.
No. I'm a big fat man.
You are not a big fat man.
I'm working on it. I'm down a few.
Good.
I know when you take the summer clothes out and they're not as tight as they were last summer, you're like, yes,
time,
victory is mine.
Time to rein it on in a little bit.
All right, we're going to talk some apps coming up. Late night sound bites. Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon are talking about some new apps on your phone. Birthday buddies.
Yes, birthday buddies. If you have them, message the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX.
Flashback Friday.
Heck yeah, get those requests in too. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Our favorite rabbit driver on
That's
the request
right.
again.
Good morning, Ryan. wanted to hear a little Summertime.
The extra long version listed as DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, not Will Smith. And the long version, almost as long as summer itself. So I hope you enjoy it.
Well, don't forget, in Pennsylvania, we have, you know, first summer, and then we have Hell's Front Porch, and then we have second summer, and then we revisit summer at least 17 more times before then we have first winter.
So we are in the first summer.
I believe so. I'll have to recheck that list.
And then when it gets cooler later, like maybe next week or 2 weeks or whatever, we should repost those 12 seasons of Central PA. Because you know Hell's Front Porch is still
just
to come in August.
Around the corner.
It's still to come in August. When you don't have to mow the lawn because it's gone.
It's dead.
There you go. Hey, birthday buddies coming up. Movie Mike's in the house. You ready for birthday buddies?
I am ready for birthday buddies.
Are we allowed to talk about the fact that I threw a movie quote out there and I stumped Movie Mike?
I know. Look, he's kind of sad. I think you ruined his week.
Well, I see like 250, 300 movies a year, so it's hard for me to remember every...
True. But you did remember your Yoda shirt today.
Yes, I did.
Very good.
Talk like Yoda did.
Could you give us something like Yoda off the top of your head?
Do or do not. There is no try.
Perfect.
I love it.
That was amazing.
Love it. All right, before we do those local celebs we call the birthday buddies, that real creepy guy from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Gautier.
Yeah, he's...
Whatever happened? Gautier? Gautier? How do you
Gautier
say it?
Is Gautier, right. Gautier, okay. He's 41 years old today.
There is a guy who worked at Knoebel's Crystal Pool.
Okay.
And every time this came on... What's up, Getchy? How you doing? Every time this came on, he would like come out. He loved it the summer that this was a hot song.
Yeah.
And it would just do this.
He would
like,
do that Uncle Larry that at little, the wedding reception.
That little
dance.
Wiggle. Yeah. Like, that's yeah. all I can picture when I hear this song. good morning, Mr. Getchy.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go, Getchy. You're the only person in the world that likes Gautier. Gautier is 41. That guy that made us dance in the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, love this song.
There it is. It's Leo Sayer. He's 73 years old today, Mike.
Wow.
73 years young. Okay. Yeah,
and he still has that fuzzy head of hair, and he still looks like he's about 30, except the hair is gray now. Leo Sayer is still keeping him dancing. Now, if we go back even farther than that.
Oh, this is a great song.
It's my thing. It's my thing.
It's what you want to do.
It's my thing because I grew up with the Isaacs.
Perfect. It's what we're going to do. Birthday buddies.
Birthday buddies.
It's what we're
going to
do.
There you go.
I love
One
it.
Of the Isleys, Ronald Isley, is 80 years old today. So happy birthday.
Are they still rocking, the Isley brothers? Are they still rocking?
Yeah, I think they're, every once, like I saw them in the gazebo at Nottingham a couple
sure,
days ago.
Sure, sure, sure.
Performing for the Beeps. Yeah.
It was excellent.
Good stuff. Right now, it's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Angela Herzog. She's 51 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Erica Deal from Danville, turns 40 today.
Francis Wenrick from Lewisburg, 70 years old.
Jesse Burt is 38 today.
Hey, happy birthday to Karen Woolsey. She's from Hartleton. She's 54.
Lessie Miller. It's a great name. Lessie Miller from Paxinus turned 76 today.
Lessie is more. Yeah. Sometimes Lessie is more.
Patty Gordon from Sunbury is 62.
Hey, here's somebody we might remember here in this building. Peggy Rathbun.
Hey, Peggy.
74 years
happy
old today.
Happy birthday.
Love you, Peggy.
A very happy birthday to Shelley Snyder from New Columbia, 52 today.
Sherry Hall from Seals Grove is 61.
Happy birthday to Tamara Bradley. She's from Elysburg. She is 30 years old.
And TMA Gunn3 turns 48 today.
We have to check our ever-so-difficult text club, which now takes 43 clicks to enter.
It really does. It really does indeed.
We're working on it.
On the 94KX Facebook page, however, a happy belated birthday to Jess Thompson from Sunbury. Hmm. And a very happy birthday to...
Click, 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 click.
Oh, no. It's people asking if we're giving away... tickets to Spyglass Ridge Winery concerts.
Okay. You guys got to hang on. It's coming, all right? We got to give away a trip to Disney first.
You just have to give us a bit.
Yeah. Disney first, Spyglass
second. Later. Right. I love the enthusiasm for the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass, however.
You betcha. And we're a little over-enthusiastic about birthdays, but everybody has one.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can text us with the keyword birthday.
Yes.
Birthday, and then the birthday you would like us to read or announce. Also, it's easier. Just 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX.
Mm-hmm. Each and every day at this time, even with Movie Mike in the house, we celebrate
Tom and Laura's
Birthday buddies
on 94KX.
Nice request. Flashback Friday, Tom and Laura in the morning.
Thank you, Mattson.
Prince 7, a rare track, but still very cool. On a Flashback Friday, Jenga, is this still hot? I guess.
I love Jenga. Have you seen Big Jenga?
Yeah, where the blocks are huge. Well, this lady didn't have it exactly that large, but a new homeowner named Dakota Delaney bought a house without looking under the sink, and she found out that the sink was being held up by Jenga blocks.
Jenga. You take a block from the bottom and you put it on top. You take a block from the middle and you put it on top. How you build a tower, you just don't stop. You gotta build that tower putting blocks on. And it teeters and it totters as you build it all. Look, it wobbles, but you don't give up. You take a block.
Well, you get the idea. This is the original television commercial
from
Jenga. This lady, Dakota, did a TikTok featuring that music and taking apart her sink. Check
oh my gosh, I'll have to find it.
Flashback Friday.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins in The Father. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The title Dream Horse makes it sound like the movie will be a romantic comedy about a woman who falls in love with a horse.
Nope.
Thankfully, that's not even remotely close.
Thank you.
Instead, this is the true story of Dream Alliance, a thoroughbred who competed in the Welsh Grand National. Toni Collette stars as a bartender who buys and breeds a mare with the intention to train its foal how to race. That costs money, though, so she creates a syndicate where a bunch of people in her small town chip in money to own an equal stake in the animal. It's kind of like when everyone in your office chips in to buy a lottery ticket, except instead of potentially winning millions of dollars, they get part of a horse.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully closer to the front end. They don't really know much about horse racing, but they dream of competing in all the most elite horse races anyway. Dream Horse follows a very distinct underdog formula that involves training sequences, a career-threatening injury, and, of course, the big race at the end. And you know what? It totally doesn't matter that it's completely predictable. That's because Toni Collette gives a superb performance, showing the passion her character has for Dream Alliance. It's also true that the story is fundamentally uplifting. How could anyone with a heart resist such a happy, optimistic tale of triumph? You don't even have to like horse racing to like Dream Horse. You just need to like being made to feel good.
Aww.
On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 winner circles.
Yay!
So opening locally today, opening nationwide today, but also locally at our AMC. Kind of under the radar. This is a movie people need to know about because we've come through a year of COVID and anxiety and stress. And here's a movie that will make you feel really great when you walk out.
Fun fact, there's also a documentary. I highly recommend looking that up as well because the true story is phenomenal. It really, really is interesting.
What's also, the name of the documentary?
I blanked.
That's okay, because fun fact, you can find Laura in the movie. She'll be the one scooping the poop-filled hay out of the stall.
Get out of here.
She's an extra.
Here's the thing. This story, it was amazing. I followed this story back in, 2005?
Around there, yeah.
Yes, and like actively followed this story. And this isn't traditional oval track horse racing like we have here in the States.
Horse
this is
talking.
Horse racing over fences.
Yes.
So it's steeplechasing.
Right.
So these horses are jumping. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the racing scenes in it are really, really good.
They make
you feel like you're right there next to the horse.
Yes, very cool.
If you like horses, go see it. Says movie.
No. If you like the movie, like it's a good movie. Dark Horse. That's it.
Dark Horse.
Which that's the name of the documentary.
Okay.
I had to find it. Sorry.
And the name of George Harrison's record label. There you have it. On a Flashback Friday.
Perfect.
It all comes together.
It's around a nice circle. Back to the music.
News coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather with Steve.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm Casey Kasem to Gavin and his mom, Stevie Wonder.
That was really good.
I just called.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
That's a feel-good thing,
Casey,
you know?
Casey Kasem in America's Top 40.
Speaking of good, let's feel good.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about it.
Now, the good news with Laura Good.
I love these stories. The stories of love lost and then found again and reunited because of COVID.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
A couple that has been married for 73 years finally reunited after being separated from each other for almost a year because of the pandemic.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yes, spend a couple of days here to see you.
Thank you, girl.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
He said, I want to spend a couple days with my honey. So he's right down the street here.
Unbelievable. You know, the torture our seniors have gone through. They have to be separated.
I know. This story came from the New York Post, if you're interested in looking it up. It really is unbelievable. 73 years married. They are each 96 years old. Isn't that amazing?
Margaret and Joseph, we love you. That's good news.
Now for a story about a younger individual, an 11-year-old in Florida, who is a Law & Order SVU fan.
Okay.
I don't know if that's necessarily appropriate for an 11-year-old, but whatever.
Right.
Here's the thing. It not only helped her escape a would-be kidnapper, but also helped identify him.
The man holding the knife came towards me, and I tried to run, but he caught me. I was able to get the slam onto his upper arm, and I think a little bit onto his jaw. But I knew that might be better evidence for if the cops could find him.
The victim at the time of the attempted abduction was playing with blue slime. The suspect, when we caught him, had blue slime all over his own arms.
That's unbelievable, kid. Good job.
Doesn't that give you the goosebumps?
Yes, I was scared, and then all of a sudden she started talking about evidence.
Alyssa, good job using your quick thinking skills, and a shout out and thank you to Law & Order SVU. She thought that would be easier to identify that person who tried to abduct her, which is
Oh my gosh, so scary. All right, what else we got?
Last but not least, there is a fundraiser to help Shikellamy students today. The Shikellamy Braves Foundation is holding a chicken barbecue today. The event is going to be at one of our favorite locations, Brewers Outlet.
Morning, Corey.
Along Reagan Street in Sunbury. It starts at 11 a.m. They'll have takeout and curbside service available. The meal is the traditional chicken BBQ. Baked beans, baked potato, all of the proceeds benefit the Shikellamy School District. The foundation serves its students in ways the school district can't, supporting sports teams, AV equipment, school supplies, so much more. So call 570-661-1887 for more information.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Flashback Friday. I think I'm seeing double. I'm looking at pictures of guys with mullets. Mullets coming back. Don't know if it's a good idea.
They are.
This may be the only time I side with Kim Jong-un. He has banned mullets in China.
Mullets are a thing. Mullets are a thing. In China or in Korea? He's in Korea.
Yeah. A new poll says that men want, the number one hairstyle men want back is the 80s mullet.
Kids these days are cutting in mullets for all sorts of reasons.
Why?
There were mullets at proms recently.
15% of men want curtain bangs back.
Curtain bangs? Like for guys?
For the 90s.
Oh my God, like the center part?
I guess. And 10% want to revisit the undercut look from this past decade. Well, the
undercut.
Seemed like mine's grown out.
Yeah. Where you undercut kinda, up the back. Yeah. So okay.
It's tapered.
So we're talking
and
men's hair.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to bring back the man bun.
You know, I don't
bearded men with like a fro of a ponytail. Uh-huh. Like our buddy Guy right now is sporting a mullet.
And you know, like, he pulls it off.
He does. I love
it.
No, I love
it.
It's fantastic. I love it on him. And it's like that dirty Viking culture. I'm saying it out loud because we're going to make it a thing.
Yeah. And so some guys can do it. I mean, why can you have more than one hairstyle that's popular? Like someone, when I had it all tapered up, all shaved on the sides.
I like it tapered up on you.
Somebody said, well, now you got to get a perm on the top so you can look like Patrick Mahomes. So I can look like Patrick Mahomes. No. I'm like, I don't want to look like Patrick
Only
Mahomes.
Only Patrick Mahomes can look like Patrick Mahomes,
yeah,
first
well,
and foremost.
Don't tell any middle school kid that right
Secondly,
now because they all got it going on.
We don't perm our hair anymore.
No, we don't. So leave it alone. So now mine's all grown out and it's just a wild mess, but I kind of don't mind. Like when people look at me funny, like they did in Williamsport when I got out of my Jeep yesterday, this lady looks at me and she's like, what happened to you, you know? I was like, Jeep hair and I don't care. And she just started laughing because that's a thing.
Jeep hair and I don't care.
You can
care.
Get shirts with that.
Jeep hair, I don't care.
Jeep hair and I don't care.
That's why if I ride in the Jeep with the top down with you, I bring my babushka.
That you bring your good old-fashioned Coal Region babushka.
I bring my babushka.
Yeah. So I don't know. Skinny jeans are a no in Korea. I'm sorry, I said China. North Korea even.
Let's be specific.
Skinny jeans and mullets have been banned because they feel that young kids will get too rebel rousing like.
Oh, that's like rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. Banned. You know, yeah.
And those crazy kids and that crazy rock and roll.
So your little piece of Flashback Friday audio for today.
Kind of how your girlfriend doesn't care that you're borrowing her pants.
They're called skinny jeans. They're
kind of
in right now.
They're kind of not.
That is Flashback Friday audio from an old beer commercial, and the voice of the female is no other than Meghan Markle.
That is correct.
There you go.
That is correct. Listen, Gen Z canceled skinny jeans apparently, but I'm going to cling on to my skinny jeans.
All right.
See what I did there? I'm going to cling.
Yeah, cling on to all parts of your legs and your skinny jeans. One more time for Laura.
Kind of how your girlfriend doesn't care that you're borrowing her pants.
Skinny jeans.
They're kind of not. News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather. It's a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Back into the 70s for Camp Hill and our buddy Paul. Old music is so cool, not just on Flashback Friday, but like any day.
It's awesome.
Right? And Memorial Day weekend, our stations are just doing it. Okay, so listen to one of our stations. Listen to all of them in the SPC family here, because Memorial Day weekend is just going to be huge. Not right here, 94KX, 80s and 90s.
All 80s. All night. We love the 80s and 90s here at 94KX.
Yeah, I like them on the mix. Now, there's nothing wrong with a nothing but 90s weekend, but
see,
for
that's
some
my
reason,
jam.
I miss the 80s mixed in.
I think that shows the demographic, though, honestly.
Because when you partied during those decades,
sure,
it crossed over pretty well.
I love the 90s, but mix it together, and that makes for one heck of a holiday weekend.
Yep, and that's here on 94KX. Now, over on the Valley.
Oh, man, Yacht Rock is back.
I love the whole yacht rock theme.
It's great.
Because you don't have to have a yacht. You could be on your back porch. It doesn't matter. But the music has a feel.
It does. It has a feel. It has a rhythm.
Yeah.
It has, I don't know.
Nothing like a 70s Doobie Brothers song back to back with an 80s Steely Dan song or something. Or vice versa, because they survived both decades. So that's going on the Valley. That's 100.9. And then Eagle 107 has their own party going on.
That's right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Block Party Weekend. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves it. It's going to be a great Memorial Day.
Yeah. So that's next weekend. All right. So just remember us. In the meantime, we're Tom and Laura.
Heck yeah. And it's a Flashback Friday on 94KX.
It only takes a minute for us to get out of here. What a fun time it's been. Thanks for your request. Tom and Laura in the morning on Flashback Friday. Chad Evans dancing in next. And Mark Stevens this afternoon. And our girl, Sam Tyler, at night. In just a few minutes after we get off the air, we do our post-show lay on the couch and talk to the psychiatrist. We will be moving on to Zimmerman's to find out who wins the quest for the castle.
You know what? Exciting. Life is good, especially on a Friday, especially when part of your job includes giving away a Disney vacation.
Even right down to the smallest thing, like if we were standing in the pouring rain, giving away a Disney vacation, that would still be fun. But given sunshine and high today near 90, wow.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a perfect day.
It really, really is. Yep. Oh, Q, what is it? What was that high? It's the perfect day.
Are you singing Disney?
Nothing's standing in my way on this perfect day.
See, I'm not into this stuff,
Nothing can go wrong. Was that haiku? That was an early 2000s song.
I have no
idea. And they used it in Legally Blonde. It's the perfect
day. Oh, I thought you were singing something from a Disney movie, for God's sakes.
No, oh, no. So I can.
No, please don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, right now the guys at the Americas are like saying, should I leave now or have another breakfast beverage?
They want another breakfast beverage. you always want another breakfast beverage on a Friday.
Yes, you do, guys.
Come on now.
Thanks for listening. You guys at the Hookies, too. We love you. Do we wrap up with a thought for the day that has something to do with Friday and Disney and vacation and sunshine? And
yes, that is the thought for the day. Life is good, especially on a Friday.
There it is. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.